The school board at the Monroe County Community School Corporation is scheduled to vote tomorrow night on a contract that would affect the jobs of dozens of bus drivers. The proposed agreement has drawn public criticism from some local residents, including some of the drivers. Late last week, the Bloomington Solidarity Network released a report describing how the contract could produce problems for local workers and for school children. WFHB News Director Joe Crawford spoke with two authors of the report for today's WFHB Community Report.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford, and I am joined in the studio today by William Vandendries and Stephen Dora. They are both members of the Bloomington Solidarity Network. It's a group of volunteers with a mission to fight for the rights and against the abuse of tenants and workers. They've put together an extensive report. It's about 20 pages on their issues with a plan to hire a new bus contractor. That's for the Monroe County Community School Corporation. For somebody who doesn't know anything about this project, I'll just start with some basic information. The Monroe County Community School Corporation has for years used what are known as owner-operator bus routes. Basically, some of their bus routes are driven by individuals who own their own buses, carry their own insurance, et cetera, et cetera. So a contract that the school board is scheduled to vote on tomorrow night at their meeting would affect the drivers of 42 of those routes, I believe. The school district would no longer hire these particular owner-operator drivers. Instead, the board is looking to hire a Michigan-based company called Auxilio Services to manage these routes. Auxilio would be responsible for hiring drivers, making sure that the buses are properly insured, inspected, maintained, that sort of thing. School officials have said that this would help solve a long-standing problem where they basically can't find enough drivers. They're struggling to get kids picked up and dropped off on time. So they say this simplifies things. William, Stephen, you've done some extensive research into this. You've talked with a number of the folks who currently are driving buses on these routes. What would you say is the primary concern? Why did the Solidarity Network get involved with this?
So many of these bus drivers, they have been working in Monroe County as bus drivers for up to 30 or 40 years. For many, it's their primary source of income. And with how Auxilio operates and has operated in other districts, it's common practice for them to cut both wages, hours, and benefits. And that's looking to be the case in Bloomington as well. This is particularly concerning to us looking at the context of Bloomington, in that it is now the most expensive city to live in Indiana. Luxury apartments continue to be built all over Bloomington, which translate to increased property values, which will increase property taxes and rent for many residents. So living expenses in Bloomington continue to go up, where workers, as we see within the Auxilio contracts, are slated to be paid less and less. So what we're primarily concerned about is the ability for workers in Bloomington to find a livable wage.
And you say that you're expecting pay to decrease. Can you be any more specific about that?
So as far as we understand it, the owner-operators have the ability to, you know, they set the route bids when they put in their contracts, which they've done for decades, and they will take home that daily contracted rate, and then they are responsible for maintenance and insurance.
How much money are we talking about? What's an average rate?
I think those range between maybe about $250 to $350 per day. And so to get kind of a good consistent idea of this, in the report, we reference what the drivers will pay if they need to find a substitute for a day. And they pay $100 a day for a substitute driver. And so we took that as a good indication of what they consider an appropriate rate. And so if we look at what Auxilio has been reportedly paying, it's not only going to be significantly less than that, but it's also going to be less than what the MCCSC drivers make, because Auxilio is reportedly going to offer fewer hours per day. So whereas the contract drivers may take $100 a day, and then on top of that, they have costs for maintenance and insurance, MCCSC drivers take home about $75 a day, but they have their benefits through the school corporation. Auxilio drivers are slated to take home somewhere around $70 a day with much fewer benefits.
the school district is saying that they've had consistent trouble with recruiting enough drivers, having enough drivers doing routes, which means that school children may be not getting to school on time, or they're getting dropped off late into the day after school. What about that statement that they've made, that this is a way to simplify things, to streamline the situation, and to eliminate what's been a longstanding issue for the school district?
It's certainly been a longstanding issue, and it used to be much worse. I mean, over time, they've been able to fill most of those positions by training maintenance workers and having them operate some of the bus routes. One of the issues that we take with how the school district is representing this is one thing that they're claiming is that there are students who aren't going home until 6 p.m., and that's due to the lack of drivers. When we actually have gone out and researched this issue, it's not that, you know, students are getting out at 3 p.m. and are waiting at the school for 3 hours to get home, but that after-school programs such as College Mentors release at 5:45 and those drivers get those students home on time at 6 p.m. But that's just kind of one example of how the school district has been misrepresenting the issue in order to further push their case for removing the operator-owner drivers and getting the Exilio contract signed.
So let's say that you're a parent of a child who's riding the bus regularly. Why would you be concerned about this?
I would be concerned in looking at how Exilio has operated in other districts. Two places that we looked at, one in Dundee, Michigan, and the other in Galesburg, Augusta. In Galesburg, there was a case where Exilio's lax hiring standards led to one of their workers assaulting a 7-year-old child. There was another issue in which when the Exilio contract started their period during the first week working at Galesburg Augusta, they were unable to provide transportation services to special needs children.
The transportation director stated to the school board that the company has an impeccable inspection record and backed it up by saying that he observed 100% passing rate awards mounted at the company's Michigan office. And so we decided to take a look into this, and we researched Exilio's inspection history using public documents, which are posted online through the Michigan State Police Department. And so when we did this, we found that the information that's available shows that they actually rarely passed all of their buses in a district on their first attempt. And when we looked into all of the school districts in which we know they operate, we calculated that their passing rate over the past 2 years is actually about 68.9% in the districts that we looked into. We want the school board to read this report and to take away the understanding that they did not have all the information that they needed to make an informed decision, and that we as a community have not felt that the school board is actually receptive to our, you know, publicly stated position on this issue.
I mean, what we would like the community to take away from this is that this issue shouldn't be viewed in a vacuum. Similar processes are going on with Bloomington workers across our entire city. And with the rising cost of housing, really the only way in which this problem is going to be solved is if workers are able to come together and demand what they need to live.
I've been speaking with William Vandendries and Stephen Dora. They are both members of the Bloomington Solidarity Network. They have put together an extensive report about the issues with a proposed contract between MCCSC and Exilio Services, which is based in Lansing, Michigan. Thanks to both of you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.